I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. According to the Parkinson's Foundation, nearly 90,000 people in the U.S. are diagnosed with Parkinson's disease each year. Dr. Vanessa Henson is here to talk about managing Parkinson's in the first year following diagnosis. Dr. Henson is a professor of neurology and director of the Movement Disorders Program at MUSC. Dr. Henson, first tell us briefly about Parkinson's disease.
Parkinson's disease is a disorder of the brain that causes people to slow down, develop tremors or shaking, stiffness of the muscles, astute posture, or shuffled gait. And the reason why this happens, Bobby, is that certain brain cells or neurons, they die off prematurely with Parkinson's disease. Those cells would usually produce a neurochemical called dopamine, and therefore people with Parkinson's are deficient of dopamine, which causes these movement problems that I just talked about.
And how is Parkinson's disease typically diagnosed?
Most important for the diagnosis of Parkinson's disease is a detailed history and examination by a neurologist. That would confirm the presence of these typical symptoms and will rule out other causes of look-alike conditions to Parkinson's disease, for example, side effects of certain medications or even the presence of small strokes. In addition, there are two relatively new confirmatory tests now available to people. One is a special Parkinson's disease brain scan called a DAT scan. And the other one is a skin biopsy that can actually detect some abnormal protein deposition in those people affected with Parkinson's disease.
What steps are important to take during the first year after being newly diagnosed with Parkinson's disease?
The first thing you want to do is to get set up with a movement disorder specialist. That specialist can get you started on the best medication regimen, but can also give you access to research studies that are pertinent to early Parkinson's disease. And for those folks who don't live near a movement disorder specialist, nowadays we have wide access to telemedicine via the computer to conduct virtual visits with people.
What else is important during that first year after diagnosis?
In that first year, it is so important to get started on an intense exercise regimen. And I'll tell you why. There's actual research showing that exercising intensely, meaning at least 3 days a week for 30 to 40 minutes where you break a sweat and get your heart rate up, actually can slow down the progression of Parkinson's disease, which is something we cannot do with medication. Next, diet is very important with Parkinson's disease. In Parkinson's, there's some cell loss going on, and you could potentially slow that down if you load up with antioxidants and anti-inflammatories in your diet. For example, your dark berries, they carry a lot of flavonoids and these antioxidants, blueberries, acai, cranberries, those things, even green tea is a beverage, it's loaded with that. And then anti-inflammatory. So what you don't want to do is provoke inflammation with Parkinson's because that could enhance the disease progression. So you would avoid kind of fatty fry foods and rather go to lean proteins. And you want to avoid those refined sugars.
Dr. Henson, thanks for this information about Parkinson's disease.
You're very welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.